Most everybody has talked about how they came to the Institute, so I'll tell you how I came to the Institute. I was a senior in high school here in Fairbanks when Sputnik 1 was launched, and of course that was a big deal for everybody, particularly a big deal for the Institute because they were the first people in the free world to track Sputnik 1 on the very night that it was launched. So someone made arrangements for Bob Merritt to come to the high school and talk to us about Sputnik 1. He brought along a tape recording, and I heard that tape recording this morning at the slideshow, but I remember so distinctly that tape recording and him explaining to us what the ionosphere was and how it worked. And he took a piece of chalk and he put it sideways and he just drew it across the board and he says, now this is the way the ionosphere is. You see, it's dense here and not so dense here, and he gave us a little talk on radio wave propagation. But you know, the whole world was taken up with that, and I was taken up with that. And as strange things happened, on July 1st the next year, the next summer, I got hired at the Geophysical Institute. And I was working in the carpenter shop and the machine shop, but I got to go to all the field sites and work with the people, the scientists. When I was in high school, I thought I was going to become an electrical engineer, but I'd never met one, and I really didn't know what one was. But when I got that job, that summer job at the Institute, I thought, you know, this is what engineering is, and this is what electrical engineering was. So I was really, really enthralled. And it kind of gave me the motivation to continue to school. Bob Merritt was a fantastic guy. He died just last October, but right from the beginning, you know, when I was a senior in high school, that guy was my hero. And then the next summer, here I was working with him. And we were stringing some spiral four lines out to Blaine Lake, a timing line. And a pickup truck came down the road pretty fast, and it was a Golden Valley pickup truck. This is a little story about Bob Merritt, but you'll see what sort of a guy he was. And the truck came sliding to a stop, and a guy jumped out, and he was explaining to Bob that a caterpillar had just cut a very important underground electrical wire, and the power was out, and they wanted to know how to repair the wire. They didn't have any special high-voltage splicing equipment, so they knew that Bob had the answer. So Bob told them to go to Samson Hardware. And he told him in what warehouse in the back of Samson Hardware was a big box of beeswax. And it said, you need to go down to a lumber company and get a rain trough, get a wooden rain trough, and take that cable, splice it up as best you can, and lay it in that rain trough and block it up and melt that beeswax and pour that beeswax in there. And that'll give you a fix until you get something better. And that's the type of guy Bob Merritt was. And that was the sort of enthusiasm that motivated me to keep going to school.